What am I particularly excited about? Well, there are a number of things that I'm particularly excited about. I'm particularly excited about the new technologies that are coming into play in public transportation. It's an area that's evolving on a daily basis, and certainly one that we've had our finger on the pulse of for years. What is particularly important, and I think particularly of note, something that we should all be paying attention to, is the evolution in mobility. This is particularly exciting because it's a real paradigm change for the industry. We're seeing that the traditional silos between all of the different transportation modes have somehow become a little blurrier over the years. They're more blurry than they've been before, and that's a good thing for travelers everywhere. Since 2016, for example, my office has been involved in something we call Mobility on Demand. It's also known as Mobility as a Service. And we launched the Mobility on Demand sandbox to really explore the idea of these coordinated and integrated transportation systems. We understand that transit is certainly a bulwark, is a basic foundational piece of any transportation network. But we also wanted to see what the art of the possible was with respect to coordinating with other emerging modes, other things that were emerging at the time and that we became aware of through our conversations with our stakeholders. So we worked on a mobility on demand sandbox where we encouraged transit agencies to really think outside the box about the services that they were offering. How could they better coordinate with other modes, such as the emerging transportation network companies that were coming on the scene then? How could they perhaps offer micro transit capabilities? How could they work with micro transportation, micro mobility organizations, such as the scooters that we all see, and the bike share organizations that have sprouted up in every city around the country and around the world? Since that time, we've developed two new programs. Just most recently, we developed a program called Integrated Mobility Innovation. And really, we wanted to take it to the next level from Mobility on Demand Sandbox. In the Mobility on Demand Sandbox, we were just doing the level set. We were learning about what actually was happening out there in the real world. With IMI, we're proposing to support, and we are supporting through funding, 25 different projects that are moving forward on new models of transportation. These are projects that will explore the use of, for example, AI. They're exploring how transit may coordinate with private sector companies to provide a better granular trip for each individual traveler. I think travelers have become very sophisticated and are not interested in mode-specific transportation per se. What they are most interested in is really thinking about that complete trip, thinking about how do I get from point A to point B in the most efficient, cost-effective, comfortable way that I can, given my circumstances in the moment. It's a reflection, I think, of our societal preferences, and certainly one that we wanted to help transit accommodate. So with the IMI, we're supporting 25 different projects that are looking at these different relationships. Again, it's not just about the technology, it's about applying those technologies. The third program that we've sponsored is called the AIM program, Accelerating Innovative Mobility. And again, if you think about each successive version or each successive evolution of our mobility programs becoming more sophisticated, this is the ultimate in sophistication in that we're looking at different environments as well. We're interested in rural applications of these technologies. We're looking at cross-regional connections, not just necessarily in any given single community, understanding that transportation is economic development, and economic development is what every community is looking for, what every American citizen is looking for.